When AIG, the gigantic insurer, suffered rating downgrades, the resulting collateral calls, in other words, calls for it to raise more cash, proved to be ultimately more than AIG could handle and became the main reason the company was bailed out. AIG literally owns trillions of dollars to different firms throughout the world, yet we as the public are not allowed to find out who AIG owes money to. Normally, that wouldn't be a problem because AIG is a company that can keep its business to itself. But now the government has given AIG nearly $250 billion of our money. And therefore, according to the Freedom of Information Act, since they're using our money, we have the right to know about it. Incredibly, Ben Bernanke and some of the others involved in the distribution of the bailout funds are withholding the names of the companies that are using our taxpayers' dollars, which goes against the Freedom of Information Act. We have the right to know where our money is going, yet the feds think otherwise. The feds are using the excuse that by revealing the names of the banks that are taking the TARP money, that those banks would be put at risk by creditors thinking that they too would go under and suffer the same fate as all the banks before them, which is creditors finding out that they needed federal funds would start withdrawing their money. The Freedom of Information Act states that we should be able to find out, regardless of what happens if we do. Apparently, again, the feds think that there are exceptions to rules. Remember, rules are made for when the extreme situation happen, and we need those rules. But here we are in the extreme situation, and now the rules are tossed aside. Bloomberg has sued the federal government to try to get them to release the names of the companies that are using our funds, but so far the resolution of that suit remains to be seen. Christopher Dodd said it is not clear who we are rescuing, and Senator Jim Bunning, as well as others, want to know where our money is going. But again, the feds are refusing to tell us. The big if with AIG is the fact that AIG owes literally trillions of dollars to multiple firms. If they were to fail, other firms would fail as well, much like the failure of Lehman Brothers caused the financial system of the world to literally freeze up when the feds let them fail. The feds don't want to make that mistake again, hence their bailout of AIG. I have access to a list of 15 companies that are rumored to be owed a lot of money from AIG, and indeed, if that was true, these companies themselves may be put at risk if AIG was to fail. When the feds bail out AIG, they are in essence bailing out all the other companies that are owed money by AIG, and additionally, many businesses are insured by AIG, and if AIG was to go under, the insurance on many, many companies would be in default, and a lot of companies would have to shut down. So it is important to understand that not only will AIG bring down a lot of other companies it owes money to if it fails, it will also immediately negate literally hundreds of thousands of insurance policies on other businesses, and they would be unable to operate without insurance protection. Here is the list of companies that are reported to be owed a lot of money from AIG and possibly could be at risk if AIG was allowed to fail. Société Générale out of France, Goldman Sachs, a Fortune 500 company, Merrill Lynch, Deutsche Bank out of Germany, Callion out of France, UBS, the Switzerland bank, Barclays in England, Coral Purchasing in Germany, Bank of Montreal out of Canada, Rabobank in the Netherlands, Royal Bank of Scotland, Bank of America, Wachovia, HSBC, and Barclays Global Investors. There's really no way to tell whether this list is accurate, but where there's smoke, there's fire. As you can see, some of the biggest banks in the world are on the hook with AIG, hence the reason the government wants to protect them. I personally feel we do have a right to know where our money's going, and the Freedom of Information Act guarantees that we should know. However, these guarantees are gone by the wayside now that the feds think that it's more important for them to keep their secrets on where they're spending our money. All in all, when you measure the gravity of the situation, the failure of AIG would indeed bring down many companies with it. But you have to realize the free market system is the best way of cleansing anything. The free market system will deal with the failures, and vulture firms will come in and pick up some of these assets at bargain prices. The government cannot be the one to decide who fails and who does not, and it should not be riding to the rescue of any firms, no matter how big they are. If a firm is, quote, too big to fail, then the Fed should ensure if they do bail out these companies, which I am wholeheartedly against, by the way, next time around, a firm should not be allowed to get too big to fail. Otherwise, they basically can hold us for ransom and blackmail us into giving them all the public funds they need. The banking system and indeed the world financial system is a mess right now, and the feds thinking they can clean it up or stave off its demise is foolhardy. The free market must be allowed to function. If the failure of AIG brings down some of these banks on this list, or indeed all of them, that's just too bad. As a human race, I'm sure we will survive. It may get ugly, but it's our payment for the reckless policies that we have undertaken in the past. There's really no easy way out of our last 30 years of irresponsible behavior, and I'm sorry to say that. But when you make mistakes, as we have, you have to expect to pay for them. Eventually, AIG will be allowed to fail, or it will just take so much public funds, the feds will eventually say no mas. When that day comes, no one can tell. But it will indeed be an interesting day for our financial system. For now, you and I will be asked to pour more and more trillions of our tax dollars into these black holes, AIG only being one of many. Where it leads to and how big this hole is anyone's guess. But considering there's over $300 or $400 trillion worth of derivatives still unpaid, it could be this hole is going to get a whole lot bigger before we finally fill it up. That's it for this week's Money Matters. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio.